Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Mike Valeni. Did you know the Valeni Show with Rico is not just a radio show, it's also a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search The Valeni Show with Rico, hit the follow button to get every minute of this show your way and on your time.
Explain it. We know you don't like him. You know you're going to boo his ass on Sunday. Why do you hate Ben Johnson? And the answer could just be, he's the Bears head coach. John, you've brought up a phoniness, a fake tough guy, this fake, phony, trying to be Dan Campbell when you're not thing that's bothered you.
Yeah.
Ticket textures have brought up pot shots on the way out saying Penei Sewell throws better than Jared Goff. I finally have a mobile quarterback, among other things. I threw out the playoff loss. That's my theory, is we've conveniently made that all his problem and blamed him for that. That's why people hate the guy. And it's probably a combination of all of it. Mm-hmm. But we've asked you guys why you hate him. 248-539-9797. We'll get some phone calls on that. John, the other thing we want to ask people. Last night, the Packers won again. Did it make you feel better or worse about the Lions?
Why? Because Washington struggled like the Lions did. They couldn't run the ball like the Lions couldn't, and they were actually trying to block.
Yeah, they actually got hat on a hat, still couldn't do it.
Yeah. The result last night has nothing to do with how I feel about this team right now. It didn't impact me, making me feel, oh, well, okay, well, if everyone else is going to struggle against Green Bay, well, we're in the same boat. Well, no, we don't want to be in that boat.
Right. I've seen people say it made me feel better because, well, we might not be that bad. Well, here's the problem. The goal isn't to not be that bad. The goal is to be good. Yeah. And now Green Bay is standing in the way. Like, they're a very real problem. So I feel worse after last night because that team looked really good in weeks 1 and 2. Convincing double-digit wins against teams that made the playoffs a year ago. Their defense looks formidable. You can't run on them, and they get to the quarterback. They sacked Jaden Daniels 4 times. Micah Parsons is a problem. The Green Bay Packers are a problem. And I'm not conceding the division. The season's not over. But guys, it's getting harder.
Yeah.
We thought, hey, 11-12 wins could win this division. I don't know if that's true now. We may be looking at their taillights for the better part of the season now. So I feel worse. Maybe you can convince yourself we're not as bad as we looked on Sunday. I tend to agree. I think they'll put a better effort against the Bears. But they're going to be judged by beating teams like Green Bay. And Green Bay looks much improved. 248-539-9797. So you got a couple questions. Better or worse and the Ben Johnson stuff. Let's get to Ken in Howell. Ken, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen, and go blue.
Go blue.
I just wanted to comment. Both Aaron Glenn and Ben Johnson were checked out of that game, but Aaron Glenn, without a doubt, has an out because, I mean, we were using scraps in the defense. So I am not blaming Aaron Glenn for that game, but Ben Johnson, he was completely checked out. And if he – and I – believe he put Jared Goff in the position of 4 turnovers. He did not call the game that we are traditionally used to. He did not have a balanced game. And I think that if he did, that game would have been completely different.
Okay.
He didn't make him throw those interceptions.
No, that's...
No, but I'm not saying he made him throw the interceptions, but I think he put him in the position of throwing those possessions. If he would have had more of a balanced game in the game that we're used to Ben Johnson calling, I think it would have been a different turnout.
See, I think they called the game they called all year. They'll throw it on 3rd and 1 because they know they're going to run it on 4th and 1. They'll run a trick play, have the receiver throw the ball because it's what they did all year. He ran his offense, and Jared Goff had 4 turnovers.
Well, they didn't run the ball as much as they did. I mean, you look at, was it 50-plus passes? That's not a recipe to win games for this offense.
Ticket texters, the pot shots, and that he's coaching the Bears. That's why I hate him. Text ends with the playoff losses on Goff. Ben Johnson, simply put, he's the enemy in the division. He's in our way. He must be destroyed. Jerry in Indiana. Third down, run the ball, all caps.
Yeah.
Get where people's heads at. I feel worse about last night's Green Bay game. They look like a juggernaut, and I'm really worried about the NFC now. Let's get to Ryan in Detroit. Ryan, what did you think?
Yeah, right off of that ticket text. He stole my thunder and my word. I'm going to tell you right now, man, this is bad. I'm going to tell you, can you imagine Micah Parsons? You see the pressure that this guy is getting and what he's causing havoc? Can you imagine him on our line taking that pressure off of Hutchinson, who's out there suffering from double and triple teams? We dropped the ball on that, man. Point this flat out. Green Bay looks like a damn juggernaut. We got to see them again. Imagine trying to go up against them in the playoffs the way we look. Now, I know it's still early, but the outlook's not so good, man. I'm depressed this morning with the outlook of the NFC, like the ticket texter said. Now, Ben Johnson, I really want to tell you, man, the story is on him, but not on him. If our worries right now is the Green Bay Packers and us not getting that damn Michael Parsons deal. This Sunday already is early. It might turn into an absolutely must-win for us, because if we go 0-2 in our damn division at home, get spanked or whatever, lose to the Bears, it's going to be detrimental to the Lions, man, and we're going downhill at a wrong time, man.
It'll be sky is falling. If they lose this week, it's sky is falling.
It's at a rapid pace.
It absolutely is.
Hey, John, or Jim, I totally agree with you about the Packers, and I'm a little more concerned. It has nothing to do with the Lions. It's the Packers. It's that defense. They've limited two allegedly good offenses. 31 points Washington and Lions combined the last 2 weeks, but 15 of those were garbage time points, the last 2.5 minutes of the fourth quarter.
Yep.
They have the look of a top five defense, maybe a top defense. I'm not ready to go ahead of Philly yet.
Well, it's amazing what happens.
The Rams might be way up there too, by the way.
Denver's going to be there too. When you invest in your edge and you have bookends, it's amazing how it can transform a defense.
Yeah, and you know what? There's not film on them yet that much. There will be, and teams will make adjustments. Last night they blitzed like crazy, and Daniels is awful against the blitz.
Yep.
So...
oh, they had him discombobulated.
He's a mobile quarterback that couldn't handle pressure?
Right. I didn't think Green Bay had a top five defense going into the season, and I definitely think they do now. So that has to be a concern to people.
1 week ago, how did we feel about things? The Lions hadn't kicked things off. We all picked them to win. Yeah. We thought the Lions would go to Green Bay and win and be in the pole position in this division. Well, 1 week later, Green Bay's not 1-0, they're 2-0. They've put two good performances out there.
Right, they're 2-0, and no one else has had a chance to play a game yet except them in Washington.
Right, but the people that feel better, I don't understand that. To feel better because, well, the Lions lost and it's not that big a deal. It is a big deal because Green Bay is very good. I feel worse. I'm not going to tell you how to feel, but you can let us know. 248-539-9797. Let's get to... Thomas, who's next up. Thomas in Milford, you're on 97.1.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. I just wanted, you know, the whole Ben Johnson narrative of whether or not he was responsible for last year's loss, I mean, kind of irrelevant in my opinion. Let's say we beat the Commanders, we go on to the Eagles. With the defense we had on the field, we would have gotten buried. Like, would not have been a competitive game whatsoever. So the whole Ben Johnson, whether he was responsible for it or not, really doesn't matter in my opinion. But Jordan Love, he is looking so much more improved from last year and the year prior. He's looking calmer. He's looking like where he knows where to go with the ball. And then obviously the whole Michael Parsons thing. I mean, they're a threat. And last night confirmed all the nightmares that I had and of them getting Michael Parsons and then turning into the powerhouse of the NFC. And, yeah, they're a threat and something that Lions fans should be concerned about.
There's no doubt about it. Joe and Grosseal, better or worse here on 97.1?
There's no question I feel way worse. After the Lions' 23 playoff run, 15 wins last year, a healthy Hutch coming back this year, the Lions were supposed to be the team to beat in the NFC. It's not even close. Green Bay is the team to beat, and then they pick up Micah Parsons. It's like they stole your girlfriend, and they're marching around town just being the big badass. And, you know, they're better than us right now, and that hurts. It was supposed to be us, and it's them right now.
I feel it. I feel what you're feeling. Yeah. You know, and I think what hurts, too, is, like, we don't even pursue her. Right? Well, I mean, that's the thing. Is like, we didn't want him. We can't get him. Why do we hate Aiden Hutchinson? We're fine. We don't need him. We're good. Why would you even ask him?
I'm not so concerned that they didn't get Micah Parsons. Would it have been great? Sure. You couldn't ask a Detroit Lions fan, would you want Micah Parsons, and expect them to say no.
Right.
Well, everyone's going to say yes. But the fact is, they did nothing. Nothing. Opposite. They're at that position. You could say they're better in a lot of other positions than they were last year. At that position, they're not.
Yeah, it's the salt in the wound. You don't make the move, and the team that does is the biggest threat in your division. And now you're trailing them in the division. Mm-hmm. They have the head-to-head. They've looked good in both games. Even if Detroit beats the Chicago Bears, we're staring at their taillights.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get back to the people. 248-539-9797. We'll keep the conversation rolling. It's 97.1.
At First Merchants Bank, they believe that the real value comes from building strong communities and even stronger relationships. With their new branch opening in the Fitzgerald neighborhood of Detroit, First Merchants Bank is excited to offer a banking experience that's welcoming, attentive, and dependable. Their easy-to-use, secure, and highly rated app makes everyday banking a breeze, allowing you to manage your accounts on the go, and their local attentive bankers are your partners in success. They're going to take the time to get to know you, give sound advice, and provide solutions that work for you. In fact, it's what they've done for me and my family over the years. So obviously, that's why they're my personal financial partner. With a passion for fostering community development, their team is committed to helping you and your neighborhood prosper. Experience the difference of banking with an award-winning bank that truly cares about your financial journey. All you have to do is visit firstmerchants.com/Fitzgerald to learn more about how they can help support you as well. That's firstmerchants.com/Fitzgerald. First Merchants Bank, helping you prosper. Member FDIC.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Rico Beard. Did you know the Valeni Show with Rico is not just a radio show, but also a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Catch the full episode, listen to individual hours, or just jump straight to the highlights. Open up your favorite podcast app, search for Valeni Show with Rico, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way on your time.
Last night did not make me feel any better. Watching Green Bay do that again, seeing that defense, fangs and all, Micah Parsons in an expanded role. Some of you feel better. Not me.
No.
That's our question. Do you feel better or worse? Because I've seen the argument of, well, maybe the Lions aren't that bad. But that's never been the standard. The standard isn't, well, we're not bad. I want to feel good about my team. And knowing that Green Bay is this juggernaut, this problem, this team that could win 12, 13, or more games, the Lions could be chasing them all season. I feel worse. 248-539-9797. Clearly, Sunday is going to have a much bigger bearing on your mood. But last night, you watched. What'd you see? 248-539-9797. Let's get to Chris in Ypsilanti. Chris, good morning.
Good morning. I'll try and be brief. I think the bad news is that Green Bay is probably a top five, maybe even top three team in the NFC, and they're playing a third-place schedule. So whereas we have to play L.A., I think they have to play, the Cardinals? You know, so, like, I think the division's going to be tough to win. But I think the upshot is that despite what it looked like on Sunday, Green Bay and Detroit are, like, much more evenly matched than I think we think, right? And I'll throw something out to you. The way Green Bay plays, it's very bend but don't break and hope that a guy like Micah Parsons can rush the quarterback, right? But I think what we saw is that for most of the game on Sunday, Jared Goff took what Green Bay gave him, right? 31 for 39, right? On average, he had 3 seconds per throw, right? 3 seconds before he released the ball. Now, John, is 3 seconds in the NFL, is that a long time or a short amount of time?
3 seconds should be plenty of time to throw the ball.
It's plenty of time, right? So even though the offensive line, we all agree, was bad on Sunday, you know, Tate Ratledge had a bad day in pass protection, even though that was his strength in college and his strength in the preseason and his strength in training camp. He had a bad day. Jared Goff had time to throw, right? In terms of the running game, like Green Bay wants to stop the run, we want to run the ball. But Penny had a bad day in run blocking. Graham Glasgow had a terrible day in run blocking, right? So I think the O-line will play better the next time they play, right? On defense, we want to force third and long and make you make a really, really tight window throw on third down against man coverage, right?
Yeah.
Green Bay just lost Jaden Reed for the season. He broke his collarbone, and we don't know what Christian Watson's going to look like. So Jordan Love looks good. I don't anticipate we're going to put a lot of pressure on him next time we play, but I think some of those throws are that he got on Sunday, I'm not sure if he's going to get next time we play. I'm not saying that we're going to shut them out on Sunday, but I think on Thanksgiving, but I think when we play again, you're going to see an O-line that's got its act together. You're going to see an offense that scores more in the red zone. And I think you're going to see a much tighter game. And that's my theory of the case, right? That
okay.
Green Bay probably wins this division, right? Just because between how good they are and their schedule.
Right, but that's a big statement, because a week ago people weren't willing to say that. And in a matter of 7-8 days, Green Bay is now the prohibitive favorite in this division. No longer co-favorites, no longer we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
It's we're all of a sudden starting to talk wild card, and we've only played one game. That's why I came away feeling worse, knowing that it's not over.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's legit. I really do think that's legit. But for people who are, I think for you who are saying, like, I feel worse about the Lions as a team, I don't think, you know, I think we need to see a little bit more. I think, you know, this Lions team on Sunday obviously didn't play their best game. And we're very, very close. And who knows what happens, right? Jordan Love messes up his knee again or pulls his groin again.
Yeah, but hold on. We could do the same thing. Jerry Goff rolls an ankle, or Aiden gets hurt. Like, you got to be very careful with, like, well, we could catch him because they'll get hurt. I want to catch him because we're better than them. And I don't feel that way right now. Like, personnel is a huge issue. Parsons and Gary. Imagine that, a pair of bookends and what it can do to a defense. It took them to a completely different level. Halfley likes to play off coverage, right? Sit back in zone and play off coverage. Well, the perfect complement then is get to the quarterback with your front. And they went out and made the big move, and it's already paying dividends. Meanwhile, whether we were getting Parsons or not, we didn't do anything. And we're told we're good.
Yeah.
Green Bay is what's good.
It's frustrating when you think you're so close, and then through two games for Green Bay and one for Detroit, but the head-to-head in week one, you feel like you got passed.
Yes.
And you didn't do anything to keep ahead.
That's why I feel worse. What'd you take from it? 248-539-9797. He also brought up Jordan Love. They're getting some explosives. He missed a couple deep shots, but their offense is getting some explosives right now. And he's not making catastrophic mistakes.
No.
He's played well. Not great, but he's played well to start the season for them.
Right.
We got a lot of people wanting to jump in on the conversation today. Let's get to James in Southfield. James, good morning.
Good morning, Jim, and good morning, John, and the rest of the crew there. I called a show last night, and one of your colleagues, and I told him that Green Bay has passed the Lions due to the fact that their general manager and their coaching staff said, we're going to go all in and make this happen so we can get past the Lions. We were the standard of gold in our division. And it's like we're going down to the bronze level. And I will say again that we have to refocus, because, again, this fan base has been starving for a winner. And when you have that, you have to go all in and make it happen. And I feel that our general manager and some of the coaching staff has let us down in regards to that. So we have to move it. The fans coming out to all the games, the road games, and everything else, we put it in. We put all the effort and the money in. So we're telling this staff, move it up, and the general manager, make it happen. This season has got to happen. So I forecast that they're going to go to the Super Bowl. So they're going to get a second win and make it happen. They got to be players. Big players play big in big games. It's time to show up, general manager. It's time to show up, coaching staff, and the rest of the players. Thank you.
Yeah, you better be right. If you're going to double down on your own guys and really pass up external additions, you better be sure as you know what that you have the guys to get it done. And get it done means not just hanging with the Packers in the division. It means winning the Super Bowl.
It does, because you've been close. You haven't been to the Super Bowl. Never been to the Super Bowl.
Jonathan in Ferndale, good morning. You're on 97.1.
Good morning. I guess just referencing the Lions, like I'm not as concerned. I think the Packers, like, they just have this like huge surge of energy right now. And the 17-game season, I think it's just a long season. We need more data to back up what we saw on Sunday. If they look like that again the next two games, then my worry level will go up, but I just need more data.
Jonathan, their next couple games, they play at the Cleveland Browns in week 3, and then they'll play at the Dallas Cowboys Sunday Night Football in week 4. Bengals, Cards, Steelers, Panthers. A very soft start for the Green Bay Packers. They could be, I don't know, 5-2, 6-1 in that stretch?
Yeah, and I mean, the Lions have started slow before, and even last year, I know they won 15 of the 17 games, but their offense against the Rams wasn't clicking, and it certainly wasn't against Tampa, and then things started to get better. But if you can start the way that the Packers have started, fast, it gives you a huge advantage throughout the rest of the year. Same thing that we've talked about the Tigers.
Yeah.
They started fast, and then they're just slow. Do I think the Packers are going to go 17-0? No.
No, but give me like a realistic win total based on what we've seen so far.
13 wins?
Sure. And how many wins did you have the Lions?
12.
Yeah, and you had them at 11, I had them at 12. Yeah. Either way, we both didn't have them at 13.
Right.
And, and no one's saying, well, if you don't win the division, the season's over, but acknowledge what that means. You were passed by the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah.
248-539-9797. Let's get to Juan in West Bloomfield. Good morning, Juan.
Hey, how's it going? My whole thing is I'm blaming a couple of things. Brad Holmes, number one. He did nothing to improve the defense. He could have got another edge rusher, but he didn't. Defensive tackles are terrible. No pass rush whatsoever. And another thing that bothered me was that the point is they got a new offensive coordinator and defensive coordinator, but they're running plays. They're like high school plays. Like every pass play was less than 7 yards in that game with Green Bay. It was ridiculous. It was no long balls. It was no effort to try and make it the plays, you know, interesting. They were basic plays.
Yeah, I think they only had one explosive, which is more than 20 yards. It was a play action to Sam Laporta. They got very little going in that game.
Yeah, I mean, there wasn't any rhythm to the offense. There wasn't anything that, or at any point where you felt like, okay, now it's starting to click. Now we're understanding John Morton's offense. We're understanding that this offensive line is developing. It's growing. And I don't expect you to see that in one game. Maybe a little bit more rhythm to the offense. But if you don't have an offensive line that's able to protect or able to block, you're not going to develop much rhythm.
Look, we're going to get more phone calls in. I just saw a ticket text. It just came in. What has winning the division done for us the last 2 years? Is that really our coping mechanism now? You know what? We'd rather not win the division. I'm actually happy Green Bay's better than us. That's the coping mechanism I'm getting on a ticket text this morning. What's winning the division do us any good? Look, it's your home playoff game. It doesn't guarantee you win it, but your preference is I'd rather be worse and go on the road? Guys, just own it. The Green Bay Packers are ahead of us right now. It makes you feel worse. It doesn't mean it's definitive. It doesn't mean the season's over. But to spin it as anything other than bad is bizarre behavior.
Winning the division is just a historical data point that puts the odds in your favor that you will probably advance in the playoffs. If you do that, if you accomplish that goal, you usually, but it doesn't, it's not an absolute. It's just much like we talk about the Tigers and we want them to get a top 2 seed to avoid playing that first round series, right?
It's a little boost.
But it doesn't mean they're going to win the ALDS.
No, it doesn't. Phone calls, ticket texts. We'll move the picks back. 850 this morning. It's 97.1.
Well, Dr. B at Michigan Hair Restoration is celebrating 30 years of helping thousands of guys across Southeast Michigan regrow their hair and restore their confidence. And to celebrate, he's giving you up to 30% off any hair transplant to mark the milestone. Dr. B, go meet him. He's a true pioneer. He's one of the first to use your own hair to stimulate new growth. So what once seemed like science fiction is now changing lives right here in Michigan. And he believes in this so much. Not only has he had the procedure himself, he recently performed it on his own son. So forget those outdated methods. There's no stitches, no staples, no embarrassing linear scars. Just real results with hair you could run your fingers through. And he offers the most advanced treatments, including natural therapies that just keep getting better and better. And you know what? He guarantees all of them. So the sooner you go to see Dr. B, the more options you'll have. Book now at MichiganHairRestoration.com and mention 97.1 to unlock your exclusive discount for the month of September only.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Mike Valeni. Did you know The Valeni Show with Rico is not just a radio show, it's also a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search The Valeni Show with Rico, hit the follow button to get every minute of this show your way and on your time.